QR stands for quick response. And it's like a barcode, except it's a little square that's sort of black and white. And what it does is it can hold a bunch of information inside of it. The most interesting thing that it can hold inside of it is a URL, a web link. So smartphones can look at these with the, you know, like your iPhone or your Android device can, you can use the camera on these phones to look at a QR code and snatch a URL, or web link, out of this little tiny square that's on a piece of paper or on a sticker or something like this. Where this is important is if you think about how government relates to people, a lot of people say, hey, you know, the only time that I ever relate to government is when I pay my taxes and go to jury duty, but that's not true. You know, you relate to government when you throw something in the trash in a public trash can or drive down the street. Or, you know, you relate to government in lots of different sorts of physical objects. So the QR code is a way to link those objects to the web, and to tell you more things about them. So it could be, you know, government sends you a letter and it says, you know, for more information, go to blah, 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 blah. Or, you know, take out your camera phone and take this picture. Or, you know, you could do what Manor, Texas does, which is put QR codes on just about everything the city has.
Yeah.
This guy Dustin down there, who's working in their CTO's office, decided to, you know, paint a giant QR code on a water tower. Now I'm not sure that I don't think we want to put a QR code on the White House so that people can
Washington Monument.
Right. I'm not sure that's a good idea, but maybe on the sign in front of the Washington Monument so you can, you know, get more information about the Washington Monument. Or,
well, one of the remarkable things that Manor has done is it's a great way to get information about how government is spending money, like construction projects. People always, you know, you drive down Ohio Avenue right in front of the Lincoln Memorial and everyone grumbles, how long is this going to go on? Well, all of a sudden there's a way that you could give people that information that all of a sudden, so they're not just angry at government, all of a sudden they can get the information that they're looking for right almost at the place where they want it.
That's right. And here in Washington, D.C., they're putting QR codes on all the bus stops. So you can walk up to the bus stop and just click a QR code, and it knows the bus schedule. It will tell you the bus schedule when the next bus is coming. So you don't have to send a text message, and you don't have to rely on, you know, an imprecise GPS system, because the QR code knows where it is.
And is there, I mean, these haven't been as big in the U.S., why?
I think one, smartphone adoption has been a little slower in the U.S. And two, you know, I think we're at the tip of the iceberg for QR codes. I think they're coming soon and coming fast. I've definitely been spending a lot of time working with them, and for the federal government, you know, I think there are a lot of things that the federal government can do, but at the municipal level, there's just tons of things that you can do, because there's so many assets that are in front of people that a municipal government makes, whether it be a phone poll or, I mean, think of CClickFix.com, right, allows people to file service requests or you know, the Open 311 project, which is a standard for filing service requests in the government. If you can, you know, sort of open up a camera and say, hey, you know, here's a pothole, or I guess pothole is a bad example, here's a trash can that's broken, or here's a fire hydrant that's leaking and it's got a QR code on it. You know, you've really helped government figure out, you know, where stuff is. I remember reporting a downed light on the 14th Street Bridge.
Yeah.
And government asked me, the 311 operator asked me, what's the address? And I said, I don't know, it's the 14th Street Bridge.
Right.
And they said, well, it's got to have an address for us to file it. Well, you know, the 14th Street, I was like, okay, well, then it's 114th Street Bridge.
Right. Or parking meters, when you come across those parking meters and it's not working, and, you know, how do you report that kind of thing?
Right. Yeah. Right. There are tons of things that you can do with these things, and the sky is really the limit.
The other thing that I find interesting about them is the very low cost.
Oh yeah, they're free to create. So you know, with a printer, you know, you can create thousands of them for, you know, the cost of, you know, printing any other piece of paper. There are no royalties in creating a QR code, and there's no royalties in reading a QR code. So this means that there's this, you know, very big, I think, very, very big opportunity for government to really start thinking about how to use them. You know, the QR code is baked in now. QR code reader is baked into a lot of the Android devices. And I would imagine there are tons of apps for the iPhone to read it to, and I know BlackBerry's got a few as well. So, you know, when you think about that, you know, the barcode scanner is being really replaced by the iPhone and the Android devices.
All of a sudden, much more information becomes much more accessible, and if you're trying to reach out to folks, I mean, we talked to Chris Bennett of GovLive. He said, Homeland Security, imagine you're almost, we used to have these all RFID, which never took off quite the way I think people thought they were. Well, if you just have a QR code, all of a sudden you could almost track those things in a very, in a much less expensive way.
I mean, look at USAID, right? USAID could scan a package and not have to open an aid package before it goes out to where it needs to go on the ground, you know? There's all kinds of different utilities for this they're really exciting. The most exciting thing about this, right, is that it allows a connection between physical objects and the web and the information of the web. So, you know, that's a really big deal.